Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Lord John and the Private Matter by Diana Gabaldon, narrated by Jeff Woodman. This book is copyrighted 2003 by Diana Gabaldon. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books. Soon after he has left Jamie Fraser as a parolee at Hellwater and returned to his regiment in London, Lord John is confronted with a rather delicate family matter and a dead comrade in arms who might possibly have been a spy. With all the wild characters that cross his path and strange goings-on, he has more than enough on his plate to keep him from thinking of Jamie most of the time. And now, Lord John and the Private Matter.
Chapter 1. When First We Practice to Deceive. London, June 1757. The Society for the Appreciation of the English Beefsteak, a gentleman's club. It was the sort of thing one hopes momentarily that one has not really seen, because life would be so much more convenient if one hadn't. The thing was scarcely shocking in itself. Lord John Grey had seen worse, could see worse now merely by stepping out of the beefsteak into the street. The flower girl who'd sold him a bunch of violets on his way into the club had had a half-healed gash on the back of her hand, crusted and oozing. The doorman, a veteran of the Americas, had a livid tomahawk scar that ran from hairline to jaw, bisecting the socket of a blinded eye. By contrast,